Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name's Allison Klein. Today, I'm really excited to be joined by Phil Alompi, Vice President of Customer Engagement at DataCubes. Welcome to the program, Phil.
Thanks, Allison. Great to be here.
I think this is the first time we've had DataCubes on the program, so why don't you just start with an introduction of your company and your role at the company?
Sure, glad to. So DataCubes is what's called an insurtech startup, which is part of a movement in insurance today to basically modernize that entire industry. And DataCubes describes itself basically as a decision automation platform. So we take a lot of the friction out of what commercial underwriters need to do today in order to assess a risk and underwrite a policy. I've been in the industry almost 20 years now, and I've worked for insurance companies, I've worked for insurance brokers. I spent almost 10 years at LexisNexis, and I came into DataCubes just over a year ago, primarily because I really understood the problem that we are solving here. It's a problem I've seen my entire career, and it's been transformative, really, to be part of this movement and part of advancing this industry, basically one product and one client at a time.
Now, the insurance industry, obviously a very well-established and traditional industry within society, and anybody who's purchased an insurance policy knows that there's a tremendous amount of data collected in the decision of an underwriting of a policy. What is the opportunity to modernize here in your mind, Phil?
The experience of getting insurance, in particular commercial insurance, so insurance for business, is relatively painful today. And the amount of data required to just get a quote is very taxing on not just the business trying to get the policy, but also the agent representing that business and its interests, as well as the underwriter that sits within the carrier. Using data within the insurance process is nothing new. That dates back over 100 years to when there was basically a good list to check credit, and that would be used to determine what is the risk in financial underwriting. But the new part and the transformative part is really a couple fold. First of all, more data is more available and more accessible than it ever has been before. Many data sources have APIs, or if not, they're at least online the majority of the time, which gives a huge sea of opportunity for different data to be discovered, mostly within the public domain. So the internet was very transformative, and then a lot of these data sources becoming part of the internet was another part of that transformation. And the final part that has really enabled change in insurance in recent years is technologies such as artificial intelligence have advanced to a point where they can make a lot of the decisions that are needed in the insurance process very quickly and very accurately. And at DataCubes, we have a symbol we use quite a bit called D3, and that stands for Data Discovery Decision. And that personifies our approach and what our platform does and how it drives value for the insurance industry.
I read a little bit about the applications prior to the show, and it seems like you've really developed a suite that addresses each aspect of what you just talked about. Can you walk us through the D3 suite and talk about how that was assembled by DataCubes?
Traditional commercial underwriting is a really messy process. The data we talked about, the information, comes in a series of forms and documents that is unstructured many times and hard to interpret without a person reading through it. And this could be hundreds of pages that an agent has to assemble and either email or in some cases enter into a carrier system. And on the carrier side, there's a team of underwriters that have to interpret all that information, ask questions where necessary. If it wasn't typed into their system already by the agent, then they have to actually enter that data. And that may happen onshore or offshore, but the point is there's still people entering that information, which is error prone. And on top of that, underwriters today have to do a lot of manual research on the risk. So what is that business's website? What services do they offer? What can they find elsewhere on the web about that business? Do they have public records? Do they have licenses or permits with the counties, with the department within the state or on a federal level? All that information informs the underwriters about the risk, and eventually they get enough information to either decline that submission or provide a quote back to the agent. It could take days, weeks, or even longer. So moving on to the DataCube suite, what our platform does to remove a lot of the friction in that process is we have the ability to take in that information from the agent with machine learning and insurance-specific intelligence. If there are documents coming in, that information can be digitized and put in a format that the carrier can access without human intervention. So it's basically reading the document from the agent and taking out that data entry step from the insurance carrier. And from there, that information can be enriched using third-party information. We do maintain a data lake of commercial P&C specific information that is unique and has not been assembled in this way for this purpose anywhere else that I'm aware of. And it gives us basically a digital footprint of that business and all the relevant risk information that we could find on it. And that helps enrich the submission and the information that the underwriter has on that business. And from there, those two data sources inform a series of underwriting models that we put together. And we use artificial intelligence here to classify the answer to the underwriting question that underwriters have to answer before they can provide a quote for that business. So answering those questions automatically with AI really saves them a lot of time and a lot of headache. It can be hundreds of questions in some cases. And finally, we score all of this information uniquely to that carrier. So if that insurance carrier has a certain risk appetite, and if there's a certain set of characteristics that makes a submission look like it will be a good, profitable policy for the insurance company, a score can reflect that. And similarly, a score can reflect a submission that might not be a good fit for that insurance carrier. So all of these things can be done in near real time using the DataCubes platform. And it really allows underwriters to focus their time where their talent is needed. And by that, I mean cases where there's conflicts in the information or where there's a judgment call that has to be made. And it lets the same underwriting staff get through more new business quotes in the same amount of time. One of our customers describes it as basically creating super underwriters, which empowers them to do more with the same amount. And that's where the industry is heading.
When you look at the opportunity to deliver these types of applications to insurance providers, what has their response been, and how do they look at this new level of efficiency and scale that your solution provides in terms of opening up new opportunities for growth?
Every insurance company I talk to, and it's been hundreds of them now, has some plan for growth, and it's profitable growth that they're after. They have to charge the right amount of premium for that risk to be able to provide protection to that business in case they suffer a loss. And getting that right level of premium is really about making sure the risk is underwritten and rated correctly. So it opens up a whole new world for carriers, and the vast majority of carriers now believe this is possible. Now it really becomes about what is that carrier standing for? What does their brand mean? How can they use these tools to better deliver services to their agents and policyholders? That enforces what they stand for. So if they're a service level brand, there could be a level of convenience and a level of speed that comes from this technology that is just unattainable without it. If they're a price competitor, using the intelligence you can get from a platform like DataCubes, they're able to better know the risk and more accurately price the risk.
Now, I know, Phil, that you guys have worked with Intel to optimize your code to take advantage of integrated AI capabilities on our underlying Xeon processors. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So Intel Xeon really gives us the ability to be a small startup and make a huge impact in a 200-year-old industry. The reason I say that is nearly everything we do in our platform involves some form of artificial intelligence. And these could be machine learning models trained for insurance-specific purposes, artificial intelligence that looks at a whole set of data that could be many terabytes or more in size, and segments out what are the unique entities in that data, what are the digital actions and footprints that are associated with those entities. Artificial intelligence makes all that possible. And being able to run on something like Intel lets us focus on getting those models to a point of performance where they're seamless, they're in the background, they're near real time. And it enables us to secure that part. It's almost like what cloud computing did 10 years ago for startups. New technology, new chipsets that enable rapid AI training and production really enables startups to offer AI today that's transformative and competitive with the largest companies out there. So it's been a great enabler, and it's something that we're excited to continue to advance with as new versions come out.
Phil, thank you so much for sharing so much about DataCubes and what you're driving in terms of innovation to such a large and important industry in our society. It's exciting to see how new technology is bringing new ideas for something that has been around for hundreds of years. I'm sure that folks who are listening online are interested to learn more about DataCubes and your solutions. Where would you send them for more information and to engage with your team?
The best place to start would be datacubes.com, which details what we do, our offerings, and how to get in touch with us. And I'd welcome any of the listeners to reach out to me on LinkedIn. It's just Phil Alampi on LinkedIn.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for the time today. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.